Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Anita Avlos from AnitaAvlos.com, the Body Food Relationship Coach. And today I wanted to bring you a little bit of information about what it means to have food freedom. Now, back in the day when I used to chronically diet, my thoughts about food freedom were something like, wow, it'll be amazing, or would be amazing, if I could eat whatever I wanted and not gain weight. I didn't have to think about, you know, counting points, counting calories, or counting fat grams, whatever counting I was doing. And I could just, you know, have pizza and have candy and have ice cream and have fast food and never have to worry about gaining weight. That would be amazing. And, you know, at that time I was already a teenager and most of my friends were doing just that. They were having all the candy, ice cream, you know, pizza, all the goodies, quote unquote, that they could want and not gain a pound, while I was already on well on my way past my first diet and living in a diet mentality. So to me, that really represented freedom. And then, of course, I would have those days where I would just kind of give in and go for the quote-unquote freedom, which was more like a binge, you know, of just like, I'm going to eat it all because I haven't been able to have it for so long, which then put me back into the prison of you rebelled and you've got to go on a diet. So there was this whole idea of what I thought freedom was with food and what I thought I had to live in, kind of a food prison, and going back and forth between those worlds. Now, fast forward to today, my idea of food freedom is very, very different than that. And that's what I want to share a little bit with you today, what real food freedom is and what it isn't. So I want to say to all of you who might have that same kind of idea of food freedom, and to my younger self of what I thought food freedom, that isn't food freedom at all. Even the rebelling part, or even the thought that I had of like, I could just eat whatever I wanted, and really thinking about who's doing the one team, but that's a whole separate story, and not gain a single pound, that would be freedom. But that really wasn't freedom. And I'm going to share with you why that's not really freedom, that you could just, you know, gorge on all kinds of foods that aren't necessarily healthy for you, and that the ultimate goal would be that you wouldn't gain weight. So here's one of the reasons, okay? If that is your equation of food freedom, then you're still using food or thinking of food as the end-all be-all. So real food freedom is about not having to use food as a source to solve problems or to deal with emotions. So food freedom to me now is not using food to solve problems, every problem, or deal with emotions. Oftentimes when we're thinking that if we could just eat whatever we wanted and not have to gain weight, it's because we would like to use food in a certain capacity. So I'm happy and I have food. I have a test coming up and I could just, you know, mindlessly eat all day. I'm sad and I can drown that in a tub of ice cream. So if that's the way that I'm using food, whether or not it's going to make me gain weight is really irrelevant. I'm using food as a way to soothe or solve a problem. So food freedom, on the other hand, is knowing that that is actually not going to get to the root of it. And therefore, once you have that awareness and you have other ways to deal with that, then you are not using food as a soothing mechanism for that. Food freedom is also meaning that you don't have to use food as your only source of pleasure. So that's number two. Again, kind of old me was thinking that, you know, food was going to bring me so much happiness, or eating these foods that were, I considered off limits, were going to bring me so much happiness. And we can do that with healthy food too, by the way. Or even healthified sort of junk foods, even. They're not really, they're not really healthy, but I guess they're healthier than some of the quote unquote real versions. But either way, if we're using it as our only source of pleasure, that's still problematic and that's still not true freedom. So true food freedom is when you don't have to use food as your only source of pleasure. That yes, you need to get pleasure from food. That's we're hardwired for that. Okay, we're not going to get away from that. It's built into our DNA, because if a food tastes great and it brings us pleasure, that lets our body know that this is safe, and it makes us want to have more of it. And eating food is essential for our survival. Like, no sex, no food, no us. So it's built into there. So it's not about not having pleasure with food. It's about when we see food as the only source of pleasure. And oftentimes when we're not happy with certain things in our lives, or we feel that there's other parts of our lives that we don't have a lot of control of, food becomes the one place that we can go to. It's an easy hit to get that pleasure. But that's not really giving you food freedom. Even again, if you could eat all the candy bars you wanted and not gain a pound or not get diabetes, it's really not going to get to the source of it. You need to expand your realm of pleasure. And once your realm of pleasure is expanded and you see it in a lot of different avenues, then you don't have to rely on food as the only source of it. So a great way to think about that is when you were a kid, you know. Kids, you know, they love all kinds of treats and stuff, but they also love to play. Or at least we used to. We weren't always online or playing with our iPads, but that's another story. But we'd get outside and we'd play and we'd have fun for hours, you know. For me, it was either being outside or playing Barbies, and I could not think about food for a really, really long time because I was so engrossed with a different kind of pleasure. And even though we are, you know, grown-ups now, there are other sources of pleasures that we can have in our life, and it's up to each of us to really get interested and tune into what those other pleasures are. So start thinking about what other things bring you pleasure that you'd love to be doing besides eating, and start making a commitment to bring those into your everyday life. That's a great way to get freedom with food, because then you're not using food as the only source of pleasure. Okay, another way to activate real food freedom is feeling a sense of peace around food. You know, many of my clients, when they come to work with me, tell me that that's what they want to feel. They want to not be thinking about it so much. So again, being able to eat whatever we want, whenever we want, however much we want, isn't really getting to true freedom. Because if you were really free, then you would feel peace around it. There wouldn't be so much conversation around it. There wouldn't be so much focus on it. There wouldn't be so much fantasizing or fetishing around it, or damned if you do, damned if you don't. It would just be integrated in your life and would feel a sense of peace and tranquility around it instead of so much emotion, okay? Whether that emotion is quote-unquote good or bad. So rethinking food freedom as not so much about eating all the time, all these really, you know, really super palatable foods or hyper palatable foods that have such an intense taste, intense sweet, intense salty, intense fat, and instead concentrating on having a sense of peace and tranquility with food. So ponder on that. What would it be like to not have to overthink food so much and rather just sort of be at peace with it? Another way to have food freedom is not fearing it. Not fearing it. So on the flip side of that, many individuals might just simply fear food. They're like completely afraid of it. They're afraid of that it will bring fat on their body. They're afraid of actually having pleasure from it. So they might be on the other side of people who might overeat or binge eat. And they are overly restricting. And many times we can play both sides of those cards. I know I did. So food freedom is also about not fearing it, of knowing that food is really meant here to help you, to give your body health, nutrition, vitality, stamina. Those are all pleasure. Yes, so some pleasure. Again, not the only pleasure, but definitely some pleasure. It builds community. It's a connection to culture. It's connection to life. And so with having said all that about food, pretty much missing out on a lot of it if we're constantly fearing it. So freedom with food, again, is not about, you know, eating as many ice cream sundaes as we can possibly stuff in our bodies. And it's also not about fearing it. It's about trusting that food is your friend, It is here to help you along your path in life if you use it as a tool in that correct way and are able to, kind of what we just said before, make peace with it. Another way to activate real food freedom is not feeling an all or nothing approach about it. So again, that diet roller coaster and that diet mentality, either you're totally on, right, and you are following it to the letter of the law and you're doing it and you're talking about it, blogging about it, or writing about it and telling everybody about it, or you have quote unquote fallen off the wagon and then you're just going for it. You know, you're just eating everything that you can, or as much of this forbidden one of it. There's a particular food that you were forbidding yourself to eat, and then you're just eating a bunch of it. That's the all or nothing. That's really not a place to find freedom with food. So knowing that real food freedom then is not having these black and white terms, you know, where either you're on it or you're off of it. Sometimes it might be that you have a treat, but having a treat that you get really excited about, maybe it's, you know, a piece of chocolate cake, doesn't then mean that you've completely blown it. You might as well just eat everything in sight. You might as well have the entire chocolate cake. That's a lot of where we can go with it. So take yourself out of any black and white mentality. Treat each meal, each snack, each thing you eat as, you know, this instant, and then it's done. It's over. You know, the moment has passed. The food is gone. You've had it. You've consumed it. And then to move on from it and not, you know, either beat yourself up about it or over-fantasize about the next time you're going to get to eat that. Enjoy the act. Be done with it. Move on to the next thing. Because again, it's not the only source of pleasure. It's not there to solve every problem. It's not something to either, you know, be afraid of or fantasize about. It's there. You've had it. Enjoy it. Move on. Couple more things. Trusting food. Trusting food and trusting what it can do for you is another great way to find food freedom, which means then that you have to be able to trust yourself. So dieting is essentially built around the idea that you don't really know much about food or your body, and therefore you need this outside source to tell you everything about food in your body. What I would like to propose to you is that actually you know a ton more about your body and what foods work for your body than I ever will or any other guru ever will. Now, information is great. You know, if there's a problem you're having around your weight, around your digestion, around your energy level, it's good to be interested in different theories about nutrition and maybe try some on and experiment. However, ultimately, your body is going to be the ultimate judge. And if you can trust your body, then you can also start to learn to trust yourself around food. You then get to decide if that way of eating or being actually works for you. And you're only going to know through experimenting. So learn how to trust food. Trust that it will give you feedback. It will give you input. You don't need to fear it. And if you start to, you know, see that your weight is climbing, that's an indicator that something's out of alignment. And sometimes it's nutritional. Many times it's something more emotional. Usually it's a combination of things. But knowing that everything is feedback and being able to trust, oh, that's a motorcycle there, trust the process is a great way to then approach it. Okay, last two things and then we're out of here. Finding food freedom is also meaning not being dogmatic about it. So many of us treat food like a religion. Again, we found this diet, it's worked for us, or this way of eating, it's worked for us, whether it's vegan, paleo, raw, whatever it might be, gluten-free, dairy-free, and then we're just like, you know, going to the mountaintops and telling everybody they need to do that. What happens though if it stops working? Or it's, you know, it's not working for somebody else. Do you want to be stuffing that in someone's face? Like, no, absolutely, this has to be your truth because it was mine. Do you want to be so dogmatic and religious about food that you can't see the writing on the wall when you might have to shift or change something in the way you're eating? That's not the way you want to relate with food. That is not food freedom. That is, again, confining yourself to really a personal hell. Because reality is that what you're eating today may not work tomorrow. It may not work 6 months from now. You might be thriving, and then boom, something needs to shift. The willingness to change and be open, be non-dogmatic, allows you to have a sense of freedom and lightness with food that you just simply cannot experience if you are living in a dogmatic philosophy, if you feel that you've found the holy grail and there's no deviation from that. You know, and I've seen that. I've played in and been in many different food philosophies. And even within those communities, there's dissent and differentiating opinions. Ultimately, again, it comes back to you being your own guru in the process. And very last one for finding real food freedom is not giving it so much power. Food does not have morality, folks. It cannot be good or bad. It's true that food can have a different nutritional profile, and it might react with your body in different ways. You might feel different sensations, but morality, it does not have. It is not a person, okay? It can't, you know, it's not conspiring to, like, ruin your life. And that's the first piece of it. You got to take those labels of good or bad and morality off of it. See all foods as neutral. And then from that neutral place, you can just start to pick what things work for you and what resonate with your body and your body's chemistry at the present time. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the future with your body. You know, I'm dealing with some health challenges with my gut, and I've had to, for now at least, tremendously shift what I'm eating for a period of time and a healing protocol. That doesn't mean that I will necessarily be eating in that way in a year from now or 6 months from now. But for now, this is what my body needs. But when it goes to also the power, and I can't emphasize this enough as I close up today, is knowing that food is a tool. It is not the only thing in life. And it is not the only avenue of health and wellness. Neither is exercise, but we're talking about food today. It's really about your lifestyle. It's really about what you're doing on a day-in, day-out basis. How much time are you getting outdoors? How much sleep are you getting? How are you handling your stress? What are your relationships like? Are you making time for human connection and fun and play? Are you feeding your heart and your spirit and your mind? Or are you putting yourself in this little world where it's all about food? Whether it's all about restricting and micromanaging food, or it's all about, oh my God, I can't wait to have Oreo cookies. And oh my God, I just want to go out for this amazing dessert, and we're going to have pizza, and then tonight, we're going to have this dessert. Are you, like, constantly obsessing either way? That's not really living. That's not really living. True health, true power, true freedom is a quality in which you embody and you display in your life on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Freedom. I want you to spend some time now thinking about and perhaps journaling about what freedom means to you. What things make you feel free in your body, in your spirit, in your mind. See how many of those things come up with food. And I guarantee you, if you start to see that is a broad definition, and hopefully it is, and if not, that's something to think about, then perhaps you won't be how I was, where for me it was all about the excitement and enticement and the love-hate between, you know, wanting to just be quote-unquote like the rest of my friends and eat as many brownies or cookies as I wanted because I thought that would give me a sense of pleasure and freedom. That would be freedom. And instead now seeing that food is just a piece of the puzzle, and the freedom that I want lies far beyond that. But it is an important place to look. And then when you look there, then you can start to see the places that you're confining the rest of your life. So I hope that you enjoyed this today. We're going to see where this goes. This might be podcast number one. I'm not quite sure, but I'm just thinking of different avenues to reach out to you and share information with you outside of writing. So with that, my friends, I hope you have a great day. This is Anita Avalos, the Body Food Relationship Coach. If you have a question that you would love me to look at, answer, respond to, drop me a line at Anita, A-N-I-T-A, at Anita, A-N-I-T-A, Avalos, A, V as in Victor, A-L-O-S.com, with a subject line, question for you. And I will be happy to take a look at it and perhaps talk about it on our next time. All right, have a good one, and here's to finding food freedom.